This is Day to Day. I'm Madeleine Brand in Brussels today. Condoleezza Rice urged NATO leaders to do more in Iraq. The Secretary of State is visiting Europe as part of her first overseas trip in the job. She's trying to mend fences with some of the European nations that disagree with U.S. foreign policy issues, such as the war in Iraq and how to deal with Iran's nuclear ambitions. She said the challenges the U.S. and Europe face are great.
So much is changing in our world. So much is changing in the Middle East. And if we in this great alliance put our values and our efforts and our resources to work on behalf of this great cause, we've only just begun to see what freedom can achieve.
With us to discuss Rice's trip is Pierre Rousselin. He's the foreign editor of the French newspaper Le Figaro. And Mr. Rousselin, how is the Secretary of State being received there?
Well, I think she's been very well received in Paris. What she made a very interesting speech at Sciences Po, which is our major school for foreign affairs specialists. And she said the United States wanted to work with Europe in order to solve problems in the world, and that's exactly what people wanted to hear. Now, people also want to see this happen, and that's what they are waiting for right now.
And did she mention Iraq in particular? France and Germany opposed the war in Iraq. Did she mention that?
Yes, but I think that's something of the past. I think the war is over now, at least in its major form, and now we have to deal with the situation. I think the United States realizes that France and Germany, there are things that they can't do. They won't send troops there. I don't think anybody's talking about this, but I think the disagreements are behind us.
What are some of the other issues that Europeans were looking to the Secretary of State for some comment on, some issues of importance there in Europe?
Well, the major issue here in Europe and in France especially is the Middle East, and I think the stopover she made in Israel and in Palestine was followed very closely, and the re-engagement of the U.S. diplomacy on the Middle East conflict is something that is very welcome, that's been called for a long time, and I think we believe that there is a change for the better and maybe a fresh start between Israel and the Palestinians and the summit in Sharm el-Sheikh.
And quickly, how are Europeans receiving her personally? They liked her predecessor, Colin Powell, very much.
Well, they liked Colin Powell very much because he understood better the European view than anybody else in the administration. I think it's interesting that she came to Paris. It's a symbol. It's an important thing that she made this speech in Paris. And people believe that she has a better connection with President Bush, and this is something encouraging. And of course, there is her smile, and she charmed her audience.
Pierre Rousselin is the foreign editor of Le Figaro. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.